Anytime you're ready.
Liberty County School Board, regular meeting Monday, February 11th, 2019 begin. We're going to open your prayer and pledge. Mr. Petty's going to lead the prayer. Ms. Flowers, a good pledge.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for this afternoon. We come out and we'll take care of school business. We thank you, God, for your hand of protection over our schools, Lord, during the storm. And Father, as we have things to fix and to, Lord, to replace and renovate, Father, we pray your hand of protection upon all that. And Lord, give us wisdom and discernment, God, how to do that the best way. Father, we thank you, Lord, for our families. Thank you for our students. And Lord, we just pray a special prayer, Lord, for the Shiver family and loss of Ms. Pam, God, that served our school district. God, we pray, Lord, for that family that is grieving, even still, God, and pray your comforting hand be upon them. God, we just lift them up to you right now. God, we thank you, Lord, for everything that you've allowed us to do. Father, we know that your Lord's sovereignty and this leadership, Father, is here. And so, God, we pray, Lord, that you would give us understanding hearts, Father, and willing spirits as we work together tonight. We love you and we thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you most of all, Lord, for the cross. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next is item number 2, recognitions and presentations. First of all, we're going to recognize Mr. Connor from Liberty CI.
How you guys doing tonight?
Good.
I don't know if some of y'all may know, with the new governor, we got a new secretary. This new secretary is career military. And what he's put out to us, his idea is a young man or woman can come out of high school, go into the military and fight for their country. Why can't they do volunteers? Yeah. So I think that's going to be a big push of his. So we won't have that. Right now we're sitting in that gap of a year between the time they graduate until they can get a good paying job. And hopefully that's going to eliminate this. I hope we can do it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Next is recognized Liberty County High School volleyball team.
I'll introduce the girls. We got senior Marybeth Rogers. They'll come up here as I introduce them. Junior Holly Ammons, Mackenzie Hannah. We also have Rainey Gay, but I think she had to work. Then we have 10th graders D. Cobb, Evie Petty, Tiriana Cox, Tadiah Smith, Disney Williams, and Riley Blackburn, and Casey Partridge. And then our freshmen, we got Swanee Wood, Kaylee Sloat, and Sydney Sewell. We finished as back-to-back-to-back district champions. We lost in regional finals to Blundstown. This year they redid the districts for next year, and it's a little bit challenging, but I think we're up for it. Us, Blundstown, Sneeds, Cottondale, Jefferson County, and Altha are now all in a district, and Sneeds is 6-time state champions. And I found out an interesting fact the other day from the old Sneeds coach. The last team in 1A volleyball to beat Sneeds was Liberty County High School in 2012. And I told the other day, I said, this next year's team is going to be the next team that's going to knock them down. So these girls work hard. We're losing one. We got one senior. She'll be missed. Goofy old Mary Beth. She always keeps us laughing. She works hard. But we're right now, I got a lot of these kids playing pro style. So we play one tournament a month, practice once a week. Evie's over in Tallahassee playing. And whenever summer comes in, we're gonna be rolling full force. We're getting at it. We want a state championship. We want to take down Blundstown, we want to take down Sneeds. And we want to be back to back to back district champions and then hopefully go on from there. But right, they work hard, so.
Can they come in front of our board there?
Oh, they're bad. Let me get this play out my phone.
Jennifer, you're getting better at the speech giving.
The wheels are rolling.
You're
good
at talking about what you know.
You leave everybody
off. Time's hand.
They can't see me in your way.
All right.
All right, good deal.
Thank y'all for coming, girls.
Next is item number B. We want to recognize Teacher of the Year.
Well, let's see. I believe we're recognizing the employee and the Teacher of the Year from each school. And then finally, we'll honor our district-wide. Let's start with the high school, Eric.
Unfortunately, neither one of them can make it. But the high school Teacher of the Year was Mr. Jacob Reed. He is doing our mathematics. He also teaches at Chipola College, so he was up there this afternoon doing a class there, so unfortunately could not make it. He is wonderful to have at the high school. He's willing to do whatever it takes when we ask him to do something, never questions, and puts forth a great effort. Our employee of the year was Ms. Shanna Carson, who unfortunately could not make it either. She still has a sick child, so she's there tonight. But she's amazing, does a wonderful job in the front office. She's going to be the first person you see when she walks in, when you walk in, and she makes our high school a lot better when visitors come in. And we're grateful to have them at the high school. And it's been a pleasure working with both of them. But unfortunately, they couldn't make it, so sorry.
Thank you. Jesse, you want to come up and let's do Hosford next.
Okay, so Hosford's Teacher of the Year was Miss Karen Stanley, and Miss Karen teaches kindergarten, and I'm telling you, anybody that wants to teach 25 and 6 year olds and then come back the next day and have a smile on their face is amazing. And plus, I get there at 7:20, and it's shortly after that she arrives. So that's every morning. She's dedicated, just loves on those children, and I'm very proud that she's our Teacher of the Year. And I guess, can I say that she was the district? And she was district Teacher of the Year too. I slipped it in. But she taught my daughter, and Jolie still just absolutely loves her, and she's in second grade and always wants to go see Miss Stanley. Let me go see Miss Stanley. So she touches every child's heart, and I'm very, 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 very happy that she is our Teacher of the Year.
All right. Dickie, you want to say anything? Or?
Hallelujah.
And so our Employee of the Year was Miss Amy Brown. And Miss Amy has another job that if anybody will do it once and come back the next day and do it again, they're dedicated. She's our janitor, and she also comes back around in the afternoons to make sure everything's locked up, and it's a tedious job because she tells me quite often, they unlock those doors. So, but Miss Amy is willing to do anything. This morning, actually, she called me and said, hey, we got a teacher that's running late. I'm sitting in her classroom. So she helped out that way. And she's pretty amazing, too. So thank you, Miss Amy.
Thank you.
Picture. Got to get a good picture. Come on this way.
Y'all stand together. Oh, okay.
Aaron, I may have to get you to do totals. I don't see Steve or.
I don't think you can do totals.
Don't see either one of them.
Nancy's got a ball game.
Yeah, Nancy had a ball game.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. I don't think she could be
here. We will mention them though. We will. Let's see. Nancy Dillmore was the Teacher of the Year. She's technology down at Tobler, and year after year after year, the kids score extremely high. And it's beneficial, and it's going to help. Steve tell me it's going to help make them an A school this year, so we'll see that. But Nancy has done a great job for us, and I forgot who.
Claudia.
Yeah, Claudia. Yeah. She was the first class I started at Hofstra. Claudia, secretary down at W.R. Tolbert, again, does a great job. Boundless patience, always ready to help anyone that comes through the door. And so we thank the world of her as well. And even though they could not make it, let's give them a hand, if you will. Somebody that stole my thunder on Karen, or she is our district.
I was excited. I got caught in the moment.
And Karen, we will get a picture, so if you will step back up for us. I can say a whole bunch more things, good things about Karen, but I won't. I don't want to make her blush. Or you can give a speech if you want to. Our employee of the year is one of the essential people in our district that keeps our buses rolling. Kenny O'Brien, come on up. Let's give Kenny a hand. Now, didn't mention, but we treated everybody to a meal down at Sumatra a week or so back, and I think everybody had a great time, and it was a chance that we could all share together, and it just lifts your spirit knowing that we have so many folks that show up every day, not just to show up, but to do the job like it ought to be done, and y'all do the great job that we need, and all of y'all that are here representing your school, we're proud as we can be of you. And I've already had a picture with them, so they probably don't want to stand with me again.
The school board.
Just a minute. Aaron's flagging me.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, and don't forget Lynn Guthrie either.
Okay. Yeah. I get to do one more. Thank y'all so much. I get to do one more, and I almost forgot that I've probably been in a short enough doghouse.
And Lynn.
up here at the district office, our instructor of the year was Miss Lynn Guthrie, and Lord knows we would be lost. I call her to my office about every other day, some technical something. It doesn't take a whole lot to kind of baffle me when it comes to computers, but Lynn's the first to call, and she's always right there. Not a stranger to being out here at 10 o'clock. So she does a great job as well. All right, thank you there, Aaron. Miss Lynn. We go all the way back to Hofstra School. Lynn and I think Shelly Stafford started the same year. So it's just like a lot of us that are either we just left, like every time I look at old Dickie, my memories just flood back on me. That our generation is fixing to pass on to a smarter, I hope they are anyway, younger generation, and Lynn came up through the ranks there, and I really appreciate her. Not saying she's near as old as I am, but she's definitely a dedicated employee. This last person I want to mention is someone who I could not do without. She saves the day for me so many times during a regular day that it's incredible. I don't want to say too much about her because she'd be wanting a pay raise or something.
I already did.
It's Mary Eubanks. Mary, will you come up and stand by me?
Oh, Lord.
But Mary does so many things, and she holds it together. And, you know, when you get a little older, you have to be out every now and then. And Mary always makes sure that things are taken care of between her and Aaron. And I appreciate her more than I can say, Mary. Let's get a picture.
I've been with you longer than Aaron. Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea for me.
Yeah, him too.
All right.
Thank you. Kevin's going to come up and have the seat. We need Kevin to say no.
We have prepaid, but they couldn't be here either. That's going to be April Faircloth, if you want to say something.
Okay, real quick on pre-K. You know, our district's growing, and sometimes if I don't watch out, I'll be forgot one section, and you got to start here. So in pre-K, the teacher of the year in pre-K was Miss April Faircloth. Loves youngins like I've never seen, and the employee of the year, longtime employee, Tannis Larkins. I know she's got over 20 years in pre-K, so even though they could not be here, let's give them a hand too. I hope that I haven't forgot somebody. I'm gonna blame it on Mary if I did. Thank y'all.
Next up, item D, U High School update.
All right. We got drawings will be
ready for all the hardening, the HPA hurricane stuff. They'll be ready March 1st. That's everybody. We'll have a change order put together according to those drawings by the board meeting on the 12th of March. If everything goes like we are anticipating, and then we can start, you know, somewhat immediately. I mean, we've got to order some stuff, but if everything goes through, we put the numbers together and we present them to y'all and we get approval, and we get going and don't stop. I'm assuming that's what y'all want to do.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Roll on with it.
So you think before March is out, we should be
before
turning
March
around.
Is over, we'll be working.
I get that question a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Y'all be parked around the back of the
as long as y'all approve the new money.
And it'll all be there. I mean, it'll be broken down.
It's going to be within our budget, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
At the March meeting, who else will be here for that meeting?
Greg will be here, and we can have our pre-construction guys here.
I think it would be wise.
Greg was planning on being here tomorrow. He didn't realize that he got moved.
Yeah, Greg had a meeting tonight, so he's not here. He could.
Right. But as many as that can come, that way the board's got any questions they
sure.
You'll have enough.
We'll get them all answered so we can get to work.
Sounds good.
I'm having to work at Bay County right now. I don't like that going over there. I just seem to stay here. Is that it?
Yes, sir. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you a lot for coming.
Item 3, public comment. I don't think we had any. Next, item 4, superintendent's report.
Y'all, we're still working on with FEMA, Sheila especially, Kevin and myself as well. We're still working with FEMA trying to make sure that we get every dollar that's coming to us. There's a lot going on even in the legislature. Sheila, real quick, what was that we had to submit last night?
A new Senate report. They wanted to, for us, Senator Bill Mumford and our Patrick Bell, they wanted us to submit a new report. I had already sent a Senate and House report for Toler, but for the new expansion on that. But they wanted us to ask for FEMA. What they would do is upfront the cost of what we will get reimbursed from FEMA, from the state to us, and then as soon as we get the FEMA reimbursement, we'll turn around and pay them back. So we won't be out anything up front. That was what I've
okay.
done.
And the FEMA money, as we all know, maybe a year and a half. Who knows? If we could get this money up front, it wouldn't knock our fund balance back quite so far. We're also working with insurance, of course, through PAC, and Kevin's really involved in that. You want to say anything about that, Kevin?
The main thing that Mrs. Hall's talking about, our deductible is 2% of the building, not 2% of the damage. That's very important for people to understand. So if a building's, you know, worth $1 million, just without a break, you know, we got several buildings worth over $1 million. So you got that deductible, you got to meet 2% right off the bat.
A lot of your districts was going to have to go borrow money just to pay the deductible over a period of time. Along, so this will help all the districts that
were
affected by this.
We got our first round of insurance money with $1 million. Y'all seen on the bill, Belfour, their first draw 40% was 408, so we got 520 to start repairs and all. Mr. Kyle with Culpepper, they already started.
Okay. Any questions? Also on that, on that, a little bit off that line, but close to it, legislatures. Of course, it's going to be in session. It's always a scary time for especially small counties like us. The governor, you know, has made the change in Common Core. Of course, that means we got to redesign a lot of the instructional techniques and all we're using because we were geared up for Common Core. So there'll be a lot of information coming out about that, I'm sure, down the road. This Thursday, of course, Valentine's Day, that's a half a day. Kids release it at noon. Teachers stay on gay. Teachers stay on for planning.
Yes.
Also on Friday, this Friday is a full day of teacher planning. The students are off that day. Let's see. I'm sorry? That's right. That's one of the makeup days from the hurricane. Fencing. Daryl, you want to make a real quick comment about our fencing that's been going up all around? I'm sure y'all have seen it and heard comments on it.
The fence installation is complete. We've got a few tweaks we got to do on some of the gates. Just a few days ago, I think it was Friday, we made sure that all the campuses have keys to their new gates now. And if you haven't had a complaint yet, you probably will, because I've found that when you inconvenience somebody, that creates complaints. But it's going. We're trying to work fluidly. Tomorrow evening around 6:30, we're going to do a walkthrough with the fire department. We've already done it in the hospital. The hospital fire department will be meeting at W.R. Toller and the high school, walking with the fire department to make sure the fire department and all their fire members know where all the gates are located and make sure they're familiar with the hydrants and the layouts of the building. Any questions on the fence?
Thank you a lot. Thank you. And any tinkering we need to do is like adding gates and that kind of stuff, we'll be doing it. And the last thing, FTE week, we're looking good. According to Ms. Gallen, our student count, we're up a good bit, which is great news for us. And we haven't seen the transportation yet, Kevin.
They're trying to finish it tomorrow.
Okay.
Are they still doing the 1 mile?
2 miles.
Two miles.
We're arguing about that one.
Trying to get them to one. Yeah.
That's right.
That's still in.
Or if they want to leave it at 2 miles, do an adequate sidewalk.
Correct.
We don't care which way they do it.
Right.
But it's killing us, the 2 miles.
Right.
You know, we don't have the proper school crossings, sidewalks for them.
Yeah. But anyway, there's a big, because of the cost, there's a hindrance back to it. And Doobie, that takes care of it.
Next item, item number five.
Before we go on, while we were on this storm repair, baseball field, we pretty much got it ready to play baseball on.
Ready to play, yes, sir. Don't have a scoreboard yet, and it should be here probably in 4 to 5 weeks.
And the batting cage out there is up.
It's being putting up today.
What about our girls down there? Did we have to do anything down there to get them ready?
The thing they would like to have done was move their little set of bleachers down there so they have more seating.
Kyle's
going to do that.
Cobra's down there. Did we find out anything on that? Just
he's was with Mr. Reddick today down there, and he's going to start on it this week. And he's going to tear out the whole north end of the wall and replace it, and then go in there and cut the joints out on the cracks and rejoint the, fill those back up and all.
So we good to go on that. Okay.
Next item number five, additions and corrections to the agenda. We're going to add emergency item A and B. Next item six, need a motion to approve the agenda with emergency items. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion Mr. Petty, second Mr. Flower. Yep. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item number seven, need a motion to approve the minutes from December 20th. 2018 workshop and special board meeting. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion McPetty. Morris and Thorpe.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B. Need a motion to approve the minutes from the January 8th, 2019 regular board meeting. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion Mr. Petty. Have a second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Bart, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item number C, need a motion to approve the minutes from the January 15th, 2019 special board meeting. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris, have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item number eight, need a motion to approve the principal report for January 2018, need a motion.
19,
sorry about that. Need a motion for a finance statement for January 2019. We do not have no budget amendments, and a motion for bill and payrolls for January 2019. We have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Petty, have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flower, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, motion carried. Item B. Need a motion to approve the school best practice for inclusive education SBPIA plans for the W.R. Toller K-8 school, Hofford Elementary and Junior High School, Liberty County High School, Early Learning Center, AFYC, and Liberty Wilderness. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Thorpe. Have a second.
Second.
Mr. Morris, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C. Need a motion to approve out-of-field teachers. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Petty. Have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carried. Next, item D. Need a motion to approve the school calendar 11 months and 12 month calendar of the 2019-2020 school year. Approve the Twin Oaks calendar for 2019 and 20 school year. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Thorpe. Have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next, item E. Need a motion to approve the personnel consent table for February the 11th, 2019. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Petty. Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next, item F. Need a motion to approve the updated substitute list effective February 1st, 2019. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Tharp. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item G. Need a motion to approve the updated salary and supplement list for the 2018-19 school year. The Florida minimum wage increased to 8.46 on January 1st, 2019. That is a 21-cent increase from the previous minimum wage of 8.25. See page 31. Substitute is attached as part of the salary schedule and as a separate attachment. Need a motion?
That should read 1920, right?
1920.
For the 1920 school year?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, it is 1819?
Yeah, 1819.
Okay.
All in favor say aye. Let's start.
I have one question. You ever got a motion?
Motion.
No.
Did we
do a
motion?
No.
Miss
Ball,
I got you
ready on
motion.
Okay.
Second, I'm sorry.
You
got
I'll say.
Mr. Petty,
one thing on the supplement thing, on the basketball thing for Coach Solomon, I know that we had already approved him that we were going to give him the $3,000 head coach supplement, then I was going to donate my time. We had approved that already, but on this thing it says it's $1,800 for him, and that I'm donating mine. I know we approved that, but it's not reflected on this supplement.
No, so it should be flipped.
It should really be right.
On the spreadsheet.
We would save the $1,800.
Right.
Because he was just going to do the head coach supplement.
Right. Give him the head coach supplement, then y'all pop, and then the board would keep the $1,800.
So we need to make that amendment to the.
I know the board's already approved it. It's just incorrect on the
paper. Can we make that without any kind of, as long as we know?
Well, it's already been approved.
Yeah,
it's been
okay.
Yeah.
We're good.
I think it's just clarifying.
I got it.
But he gets paid because their season ended Friday. So they get, I talked to Mr. Day, they get paid typically in the payroll.
We have to get a letter from Mr. Willis to say the season's complete.
Sorry,
it's done. And then
our payroll letters.
Okay. That's
what Sheila was saying.
Just want to make sure he gets the right amount.
Yes,
he will.
I think he's about it. Maybe
take
a bite of the
deal
for his wife or something.
I want to make
Miss Jackie.
End of the month.
Motion, Ms. Thorpe,
second. Mr. Petty, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next, item number 9. Need a motion to approve the interagency agreement between the Liberty County School Board and Chipola College for the Take Stock in Children TSIC program. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Petty. Have a second. Ms. Tharp, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item number B. Need a motion to approve the contract between Liberty County School Board and Monica Brinkley for sewing classes. The total amount of the contract is $720. Effective June 20th, 19. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Tharp. Have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion?
All right, Miss Beth does a great job of 21st century, and we will recognize her for that.
Are we getting ready for next year, filing all the paperwork when you get it in?
When it comes out.
That's not quite right. No.
Have we got enough with interest in doing this sewing class so far? Sewing deal?
Yes, sir. I'm sure we'll have too much.
That's what I was worried about. You know, there's only five, maybe six.
At a time.
I mean, yeah, 20 want to do it.
they do rotate, but you can only supervise so many when you have those old machines.
That's a lot of deals.
We're going to teach you about to sew patches on them blue jeans.
Yeah.
With holes in them.
I'm very glad to see this being offered for the deal. This is a lost art.
Yeah, try to find somebody to hem a dress or a pair of slacks for you right now in the county.
What are y'all going to do one on the island?
Never. That's what you're for.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next to item number C, need a motion to approve the contract between Liberty County School Board and Larry Otwell, ADU, CCCA, for audio logics service for 2018-19 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion of Mr. Flowers, second Ms. Smart. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item D. Need a motion to approve the collaborative agreement between Liberty County School District and CCYS for the 2018-2019 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
That acronym is Capital City Youth Services. I was supposed to spell it out and I forgot.
Okay. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Petty, any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Who was the first?
Mr. Moore. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 10, need a motion to approve the second reading of PO 5330. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Thorpe. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Now we drop on down to 13, emergency items. Need a motion requesting permission to create two maintenance one positions to shadow the two existing maintenance one positions, which will be dissolved upon their retirement or until September 27, 2019. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Petty. We need to find some young ones. Good ones.
Yeah, Kevin, you want to say anything about that?
Both going to originally go at last day of the year, and they changed their mind. They was going to leave June the 14th, and I've talked them into staying 6 months with these two new people. But they still can leave if they want to, but they said they'd stay. So
if y'all approve it tonight, we'll start advertising tomorrow.
Good thing.
Yeah.
Good thing.
Oh, yeah.
I got one thing on that. Like we used to, if we have some students that would like to shadow for credit or anything, is there any possibility in that some of our, you know, older junior seniors?
Like we did years ago.
Yeah, I mean, they may only be, you know, just kind of been like internship under for a little while, but
we
maybe
currently
they'll learn.
We don't have a DCT program and have it for a while. We've had some discussions about the possibility of the fact it was abused in the past, and that's the reason that it was done away with. And if we did put it back in place, it would have to be with some very stringent regulations.
So I mean, like even if we had a junior senior with an elective class or two, maybe a teacher's aid class, something of that nature, there's no way of getting around that without having to open a hole and steal back up.
Well, not for credit. You know, for credit, it would have to be, you know, they have to have, there's a prerequisite course that they can take simultaneously, but we would need to put that back in place. And before we do that, you know, it's my recommendation that we have some pretty stiff guidelines, because there were issues with it.
We used to do a class called Diversified Cooperative Training. Uh-huh. Where they'd actually be on camp. Coach Conner taught that.
Right.
And then the OJT, which
right.
is where, and that's where the disconnect at right. times would happen. Because they had to be working, so they'd have to submit timesheets
right.
and stuff like that.
And the DCT was a prerequisite to the
OJT.
However, you could do it simultaneously. But we would really need to work on some stringent regulations. you know, because a lot of kids just, you know, you never could pin them down on really being employed and being employed by mom and pop, you know, type.
Who's the supervisor?
Who's supervising it. And you need somebody that can go out into the community and check on them, you know, and do those follow-ups. And, you know how it goes in the guidance office or in any of the, you know, high school, just having that body to go out and do the supervision that's required to make sure it's done properly is one of the issues.
We talked about it again. I did it at length after you and I talked about it.
Yeah, the teacher aid classes, that's what I'm getting at, is you could have them. They're going to be supervised by the two, our two maintenance guys at the time, and we'll say it's, you know, just to see if they did they get credit? I can't remember. Did they get teacher credit together?
You'd have to look at everything from liability and everything else, I'm sure. But it's definitely, we're interested in doing something of that nature.
I don't know if, you know, like the two maintenance people that are hired, we're just going to talk about them because we know Gerald and Clay leaving. I mean, is that something that's added responsibility to be responsible for children in addition to them?
There's a lot of, it's when you get in the weeds, you see a lot of stuff that you got
to
work through.
When you're responsible for doing a job anyway, that doesn't, I mean, it's, you know, are they willing children?
That's a big thing, is who the student is.
Right.
If they not really want to be in and just trying to get out of class versus...
Or a guidance counselor sticks them in there because they know where else to go.
You would almost more.
And that, you know,
that
to
happens.
Be truthful in the
that
past,
happens, yeah.
That, you know, that was a problem. We don't have quite
I used to have to stick ninth graders in DCT, and Coach Conner hated me for it. They wouldn't know where else for them to go that period.
Yeah.
You know, that was always an issue.
And you almost want to interview them and make sure.
I can see if you had one or two guys that wanted to go into that field, maybe to help, you know, that it'd have to be a case-by-case basis.
That's right.
DCT and OJT, not opposed to it, but we would definitely have to strengthen the program and the requirements before we entered into that again.
Same thing with the bus barn duties. I mean, yeah, Kenny and I work in death. I've been approached by a few students, older kids, that want to get into mechanics, some want to get into HVAC, some want to get into electrician stuff, and that's one of the things they've asked me is there any way we can push to try and get them there? All I can do is ask and see where we can go with it. And if they're interested in it now, they may get into it and say, no, I don't want to do this. They may get them on the right path, but then you may get them in there, they may love it, and they may be like Clay was when he started years ago. And
he was 21.
The whole thing and drives the bus, works on everything, and whatever you need.
No, we're trying to get our corrections program up and running.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, I think that's going to eventually pay off for us, but it's a struggle right now. Schedule challenges and all kind of things. But if they could reduce that year of wait, that would sure help us a tremendous. That keeps a lot of kids from going in. They don't want to have to, you know, wait that whole year before they go to work. That would be great. But we'll definitely keep it on the plate here.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next is item B. Need a motion to create a supplement in the amount of $800 for certified teachers to administer the WIDA Access for ELS assessment. Can we have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Tharp, a second.
Second.
Mr. Morris, any discussion?
No, been paying a flat amount.
What is that exactly? What is the WIDA Access? The WIDA Access is for a mandatory test that's given to all of our students that are classified English and second language students.
Okay.
It's mandatory. We contracted with someone for several years who is now Sean.
How many certified teachers will we be paying a 760?
One.
Just one?
Yeah.
For all three schools?
Yeah, the two has the majority of them, and there's, I think, two.
One at the high school.
One at the high school, and one at Hospital.
It'll be advertised, yeah.
Thank you for clarification. I just didn't know exactly what that was for. DOE and our acronyms.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next one, we'll jump back to item 11, board member item. Any board member item?
I got one, Mr. Hayes. Thank y'all for moving the meeting I was one that requested that, and I appreciate y'all doing that. Basketball team's doing good. We start tournament play tomorrow, so we're down at Weewall. So we'll play at 6. 6 o'clock our time against Weewall. So we've been successful against them both times this year, but told Mr. Summer, hard to beat a team 3 times in a year, especially when it's in their backyard, and they played a much tighter game second game. So we beat them, then we play St. Joe in the semifinals. That's a challenge, but we got to get through Weewall right first. So that game would be played on Friday night, and the championship game would be on Saturday.
Are we at full speed, or is anybody out limping? Or
we're good. We're good. Everybody's healthy, so they're ready to go. Ready to play. Had a good win against Bluntstown Friday night. Hadn't beaten them in 3 years, so it was a sweet victory over there.
Anybody else?
I'm good.
Go ahead. I just knew you did.
I wanted to
I heard you pop up right before Kyle did, so I knew you had something.
Well, can I ask some questions? I talked to Mr. Summers, I talked to Kevin, I talked to Aaron, I talked to Daryl. With all the security we got in the school, safety must be our number one goal. And I got asked a question about keys the other day. And I come to find out we ain't got no policy or procedure. Wrote down no words. I can read the deal with policy. With keys. And me coming from work at a prison, that was one of our number one things. So in talking to Aaron and Kevin and Daryl today, I think we probably need to develop some kind of procedure or policy. I know we got several different schools and it's all kind of a little bit different. Things is done with, but overall we don't have no general consensus unless I can tell Eric don't give nobody a key to the gym but Gay over here, and everybody goes to Gay to get in the gym. And if he gives it to Gay and he signs it out to Gay, does it come back in? We got people. I was told we got people down there that's teachers and ain't got keys to their classroom. Now I don't know that that's true. Gates and fencing and everything, it may be they got keys to a building they got to go into now. I don't know.
That's what it is.
Who, you know, and how many keys do we have out there? Who knows that? I think we need some kind of procedure and key logs to set up that we can look at it and see. And I know Kevin, I think we did tell her 2015. That was kind of set up, and I know we're fixing to get a new high school, so we definitely want something set up there. And going over to Hosford, we need that because I think a Hosford school, if somebody needs a key, you can just go get one made. Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
But now, I told her, if somebody needs a key, they got to submit.
They got to come through me.
They got to go through Kevin, they got to submit a work request, and then Kevin and them's got to order and get it done. So. You know, I think there's some things that we can do to make this better. And we can have a little more control and know where all of our keys are. So if somebody says, hey, they ain't had a key since they started, we can say, yep, you're right, get her a key. Or, no, she was issued a key, she must have lost it, what happened to it? You know, and I'm sure we had enough keys down there at one time to open every office or every door.
That trash can wouldn't hold the keys that's been made in the last 5 years.
And that's what I'm saying. What, you know, who's responsible for it?
If you're going to spend the money and not have a policy and go by it and all, we shouldn't never spend the money.
There you go.
Because Toler sort of getting back like it was again. Mm-hmm. But, you know, talk to Mr. Rogers. We do that at high school, and then you can take like Miss Little or Mr. Summers and have a grand master over everything. They don't need but one key.
Well,
like that, like y'all, one key.
Coming from working out, nobody needs a grandmaster. If I was going to be a bad guy and I knew that, then I could knock my summers off and get his keys, steal his keys, and I could get in and get his school around here. I just don't think.
Well, get nobody no idea in that, Jones.
Well, that's the reason I said you got me.
Like these keys right here, they'll go everywhere. There's just more of them, so there's no difference.
Well, and you have a master key set up for each building.
Yeah, we done.
Get in each building. And if you put a master key, it's a convenience thing, because one key's a lot easier to tune than if you got six buildings down there, six different sets of keys. I know, because I used to be.
Toller set up where each building does have its own key master, and then you got grandmasters that do everything at Toller.
But I think probably it's up to you, Mr. Summers, that you give us a committee with like Kevin, Aaron, and Daryl, and probably the principals set on it to let's come up with some kind of procedure. And I'm sure there's enough people that's worked at a prison and been involved in one that
you can probably get input from them on what their policy and how that works.
Right.
We'll be glad to.
My husband at one point was just as important as having the truck to get to work.
If we're going to do it, let's please do it before we start trying to key the high school.
And that's one thing that I'm looking at too. Okay. I'd like to go ahead and they move forward. I don't know, like, how much more stone than the rest of the board.
Whether it works.
Your issue keys, you sign, the board is yours. Whatever you turn it in.
Yeah. Well, I think we're supposed to already be doing that, but it ain't happening.
They're getting copied so much is the main thing.
Yeah.
They turn a key in, but there's 4, 5, 6 being copied off of it. It's just a kind of accessibility to our schools is never going to be what it used to be.
Right.
Used to every teacher wanted one because they'd come out on Saturday evening and Sunday night after church and all this. And, you know, those are some painful things that we're going to have to deal with down the road is that you can't have an open campus where the kids are there or not. But what you said has merit, James. I will call them a group together, and we'll talk about if there is a way to do a countywide policy. If not, you know, is there one, you know, we could manage to tinker it for each school.
Yeah.
But we'll look at it.
And I'll be willing to sit down with y'all. Well, I don't know everything, but I know where I can find out everything. You know what I mean? But I will help y'all if y'all need me to help you. I don't know if other school districts has got any procedures or policies.
First thing we don't do is check around.
You know, but I know every prison in the state has got one. So, and it's pretty good. So, that's pretty much what I got. I think I got everything else in earlier.
Mr. Rogers just said all the district he deals with has got policies that we can get them from them. And
I would think they would.
You got to spend the money on a keying system. You got to start over. It's just the cores. Pull the cores out, re-key it, and you have to have a grandmaster system, and it breaks down from there. You can get into a teacher level where it only fits her room. But then he's got a key that'll fit everybody's room. Then you got to go sign it out. I just got a grandmaster from Bay County. Bay High. It'll let me any building. It'll let me any lock in the whole entire campus.
Right.
One key.
That's what I gotta
sign it out, driver's license. They gonna come take me on if I don't bring that key.
You see how many people in this county's got a grandmaster?
No.
I just checked today, there's 32 or 35 just a total.
Yeah. So, and see, that's way too many. In my opinion, that's way too many.
Oh, I agree 100%.
Look. That's just my opinion. I mean, probably the people that's got them, their opinion is it ain't.
And another thing, like Bay County, you'll have a grandmaster for the and first responder, firefighter, and they might ask you for a key for it.
Right.
They need to be able to get one key to get wherever they need to get.
Right. And you do have to have keys available.
Law enforcement,
But just like your resource officers, really they need a key to every school. Because if they need backup, they're going to be your first responders. But I agree 100%.
All right, I'll work on that then.
You might give me on the committee.
I said I would.
Anybody else?
Yeah.
Motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Mr. Hart, second.
Hey.
Good job, everybody.